supports the intolerable, stereotyped pill of nonsense, how that the police constable informed the worthy magistrate, how that the associates of the prisoner did, at that present speaking, dwell in a street or court which no man dared go down, and how that worthy magistrate had heard of the dark reputation of such street or court, and how that our readers would doubtless remember that it was always the same street or court which was thus edifyingly discoursed about, say, once a fortnight. Now, suppose that a chief commissioner sent round a circular to every division of police employed in London, requiring instantly the names in all districts of all such much-puffed streets or courts which no man durst go down, and suppose that in such circular he gave plain warning, if those places really exist, they are a proof of police inefficiency which I mean to punish, and if they do not exist, but are a conventional fiction, then they are a proof of lazy tacit police connivance with professional crime, which I also mean to punish. What then? Fictions or realities, could they...